Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
This is Time Out for Music. Georgi Arnoldov is a Bulgarian composer with a PhD in musicology who works as associate professor in composition and harmony at New Bulgarian University. He has graduated the National Academy of Music in the class of Professor Alexander Tanev with a major in composition and has been trained in contemporary music by Bujidar Spasov. His artistic career started in the 1980s when he teamed up with leading Bulgarian and foreign musicians. Georgi Arnoldov has written symphony, chamber and solo music. He has won international acclaim for his works on old Bulgarian texts from the early Middle Ages, as well as for ones based on authentic Orphic texts and rituals. These include the cycles Tiapoleo, Baroque Concert, after Alejo Carpentier, Passion on David's Psalms, and symphonic fresco Valherna, as well as a triple piano concerto for piano, hammerklavier, cembalo and orchestra, Baroccus ex machina. Professor Arnoldov has also written studies that represent a research of sound in Gothic and Renaissance music and has a range of works for the stage, theater and cinema, including a multimedia ballet and choreographic installations. Next, listen to his concerto for piano, hammerklavier and cembalo, Baroccus ex machina, third movement.
Thank you.
Georgi Arnaudov is holder of a few prestigious international prizes. In the recent years, his works have had their first nights in reputable concert halls, including the Royal Festival Hall, Wigmore Hall, and St. John Smith in London, Carnegie Hall in New York, Concerthaus in Vienna, etc. His creative work is featured in sound anthologies of the music of the 20th and 21st centuries, like, for instance, the publications of Naxos of America, Concord Records and Labor Records in the United States, Holophone Records Austria, Gegenew in Bulgaria. Talking to Radio Bulgaria, Georgi Arnaudov shared his views about the sophisticated process of creating music, about his research, the origin of tango, and other fascinating things.
Композитор е едно такова същество, което работи 28 часа в денонощие. Значи това е много такъв.
The composer is a strange being that works 28 hours a day. This is a long and uncomfortable process, he says. I cannot boast I can write music fast. I want to paint the details. Increasingly, I feel like a painter, because starting from the white sheet of paper, I start layering various layers, looking at them, watching carefully. Salvador Dali has got 50 tips for artists. If applied to writing music, things become very interesting. A composer can try and enter his or her unconscious and take out of it the things that they need for a fresco of sound. Our work is like this. We first layer on the sheet all color shades. After that, the colors assume contours. And this image is aimed to excite the listener's mind. This is a long chain of creative activities, the composer says. Listen to a fragment from his The Way of the Birds for soprano and chamber orchestra. Recently, Georgi Arnoudov joined a big project organized by the Division for Central and Eastern European Countries at the Ministry of Culture of China, with the participation of the Forbidden City Chamber Orchestra Beijing, with the conductor Liu Shan, as well as of renowned music anthropologist Yu Zhao. The project's full title is Central and Eastern European Countries Composers Field Trip to China. The composers in the project have been invited to write music for the hosting orchestra. The works will be premiered in Beijing next year.
Това е един проект, в който от Пекин, от оркестъра на Забранения град, това е един от големите им състави там.
This is a Beijing project featuring the Forbidden City Orchestra that performs contemporary and classical music as well as non-traditional Chinese music. 15 composers from Eastern Europe have been invited under the so-called Program 16+1. We thus joined a major and well-organized one-month field research effort exploring Chinese music. China sports a gigantic music industry, and what I saw turned my ideas upside down. We had to listen to Chinese music samples from antiquity, then from the Middle Ages, and from the present day, to listen to samples from their folklore. We visited centers dated to the 14th century for training in ceremonial royal palace music, in temples where I listened to music that I had never imagined could exist, says composer Georgi Arnoudov. We bring you next a fragment from his Footnote, an imaginary interlude from Act II of Tristan and Isolde, based on James Joyce's poem A Prayer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here is Георги Арнаутов again.
Цялата тази концепция за музиката и идея за музиката, която има в далечния изток.
The entire concept and idea about the music in the Far East is magnificent, he says. I begin to understand the models of Debussy and Puccini used in their work. Both of them used this Far Eastern way of thinking. This is a very sophisticated concept, how to add music color and tone to the music score. This is radically different from European thinking. The Chinese have a diversity of music and sensitivity to it, and I did not even know it existed. Now my thinking has changed, concludes composer Georgi Arnaudov.